boils and stuff again. Hey, this one's gonna work. Oh, I can't believe it's gonna work. Yeah.
Gonna have to ask about what?
Boils and stuff. You were telling me you had some boils lanced one time? Like a boil, like a carbuncle?
Oh, yeah.
They hurt?
A bone film is what I had. No, I didn't have a carbuncle. Boy, my brother had one, so it was rough on his neck.
Yeah. When you get a blister on your hand, what do you call that liquid stuff that forms under the blister?
Water, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. You say.
Build up that Wichita Falls name is Jordan.
Yeah?
Working in the office.
Jordan. I went to school with a kid whose last name was Jordan. I can't remember his first name yet.
He had a couple of kids. I don't know how big they were.
Yeah? What age person is he?
Well, Jordan, he's retired too from the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, fellow named Tyson worked there.
Now, there were some Tysons that went to our church. And there was a whole clan of Tysons.
Yeah.
That went there. So I don't know if I knew that one, but I knew some.
He was transferred over there. Well, he went over to Texarkana. Stayed over there. And at Longview, he was down at Longview the last time I seen him. See, I've been retired 12 years now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what he done.
What?
He could retire and start collecting his Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference, what he'd have got out of Social Security and his salary was very little.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a drug salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And but he wanted to work on, so he stayed on and worked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very little.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is the Social Security had been drawing.
That's
but
nice.
He stayed right on the job. Well, waited a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame him. My daddy's gonna retire, I guess, in 2 years. Yeah. Not next year, but the next. And
at working?
I think so. Let's see.
Well, yeah.
These things have, well, they haven't really given me too much trouble, but I used one time that almost every time you'd record on it, you'd pick up a radio station, too.
Yeah.
And so I had to do something to keep it from getting the radio station. And there was one guy's house that where I interviewed where there was no place in the whole house. Usually you can move a little bit and it'll be okay. But there was no place in that whole house where we could do this without getting a radio station except in the kitchen. And so, I had to run a wire, just a metal wire, not wire like this, but just a metal wire from the tape recorder to the faucet. And we sat there in the kitchen with the tape recorder hooked up to the faucet. It was the darndest thing, and I had to, that one was in Dallas, and I had to call my husband at that time and say, what can I do? What can I do about this? But
Who's he working for in Dallas?
He works for Texas Instruments.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter's husband's, I did have his card. He went to Europe last month. He flies everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did he go? What part of Europe did he go to, do you know?
He went to England and France, Germany, and Spain.
For T.I.? Does he work for T.I.?
No, I don't know. I forgot now who it was.
Uh-huh.
He's there. Their place is way out here on I-183.
Oh, uh-huh.
Way out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he